Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Updates on Karol G, Kanye, and Miley Cyrus, with new music from Miley, Chloe, and Cardi. From LA to Vegas, we take you to the hottest shows around. We break down Victoria Monet's massive success and sit down with Modest Yahoo. Happy Friday, it's Tetris, and this is Billboard News for March 1st. Finally, a new month. Let's kick off today's show with some brand new music. Ask for what I want to hear is yes. After wondering where's Cardi, she bounced back with Like What. First that hate me, then this hates me, and somehow they link up and they become friends like how. And the tracks will keep on coming in the show today. But let's take a break real quick to give you some news. Thank goodness she's okay. Karol G's private jet, identifiable by its heart logo, had taken off from Hollywood Burbank Airport Thursday evening with 16 people on board. According to the news reports, the jet's pilot reported smoke in the cockpit, so the plane made an emergency landing at Van Nuys Airport in LA. Karol G is in the midst of her Latin America stadium tour. Kanye and Kim are back in the news for disagreeing about the kids' school. He posted, "Kim, take my kids out of Sierra Canyon now. It's a fake school for celebrities that are used by the system." TMZ sources say Kim is upset at how this endangers the kids' safety, noting Kim wants these disputes settled privately, something Kanye agreed to in the divorce settlement. And Miley has arrived with new music with Pharrell and is opening up to Apple Music about how he helped her after Hannah Montana. She stated, "He was really the only one that I could kind of tell him what I really wanted, what I really wanted to make, who I really wanted to be, what I really wanted to do." With Pharrell adding, "I just remember her being in a place where no one really understood what she was, and I got it." What goes better together than Miley Cyrus and Pharrell? You don't need insurance for this one. It's Doctor Work It Out. I could be a doctor and I could be a nurse. There's no denying this one is infectious. I always have FOMO at this point in the show, where we get to see all the cool places Billboard staff has been. Let's see what went down this week.
We were on stage as Kid LAROI surprises fans in LA. We get an up-close look inside Vegas' Sphere and hang with Arthur Hanlon in New York. All in this week's Billboard All Access. Kid LAROI just dropped his new Amazon documentary, and he celebrated with a concert at the El Rey in Los Angeles, where fans heard new music live for the first time. We were lucky enough to travel to Vegas to see U2 in the must-discuss Sphere. And seeing the show was just as great of a musical experience as it was a technical marvel. Thank you so much to U2 and Sphere for having us. And what a night we had at the Sony Hall in New York City checking out Arthur Hanlon. The singer was joined by friends like Noel Shaharis and Paola Yahara.
They went to rehearsal and it's like singing better than on the record.
And he was right. Galantis teamed up with David Guetta in 5 Seconds of Summer to make things lighter. It's the combo we didn't know we needed, and we're already ready for the summer.
Modest Yahoo came by our studio, and Rania got the chance to chat with the reggae singer-rapper.
Opening track is called Fireproof. And the second verse, I talk about a dream that I had, mm-hmm. where I was in this like ancient synagogue somewhere in the Middle East. I had a dream I was lost in Morocco in another place in time. Basically, I was playing with a baby tiger, and then the mother tiger was like shooting fire out of her eyes. Whoa. And then I was like caught on, and I was on flames, you know, I was on fire. And then all of a sudden I looked down at my hand, I saw it was made out of water. And then I thought of the burning bush in the Bible, you know, the story that Moses speaks to the God through the burning bush. The burning bush is a fire that doesn't consume itself. Mm. That's what it says about it. You know, it's a fire that's not burning up. And Moshe means drawn from the river, drawn from the water, you know, because Pharaoh's daughter pulled him out of the river. So this idea of balance, you know, and being an artist and how to continue being in love with music and creating good art, and also make a living at the same time is kind of, one of the main themes of the record. There have been protesters at my show, and two shows got canceled. One of them in New Mexico at a place called Meow Wolf, where after we had driven, you know, hundreds of miles, set up, had a sold out show, fans were starting to come. The staff claims that they were afraid to come into the show because of like 10 protesters. We've, you know, discovered that that's obviously not true, and they chose to not come in and to wait till the last minute so that we had to cancel the show. The next night, there was a similar situation that happened, and when they let us know that the show was canceled, I myself started making phone calls and found another venue, a legendary reggae venue down the street. This was in Tucson, Arizona, so the Rialtos who canceled, and The Rock, which is where Lil Peep, that was where his last performance was. And we went there, a guy named Joe opened up the place for us. You know, they claimed there that it was a security issue at the Rialto. So we moved everything, found a completely new staff in 2 hours. Wow. And had a beautiful concert with no security issues.
Mm-hmm. For the full interview, hit billboard.com. A new era is upon us. Charlie XCX's first entry from Brat is here. Charlie brings the club energy with Von Dutch. I'm just living that life. Classic, still our women in music honor proves she's a pop savant. Just like everyone else, I've become obsessed with Victoria Monet. But if you're living under a rock, Billboard is here to help you.
I've been writing for so long, and I've seen glimpses of it for my pen, but not for me as an artist.
Her star is definitely on the rise, and Victoria Monet is Billboard's Women in Music's rising star honoree. The singer-songwriter made a name for herself behind the scenes, but now it's Victoria's time to shine on the Billboard charts. This is Billboard Explains, Victoria Monet's rising star. Victoria Monet just keeps getting better. She first charted on the Hot 100 in 2019 with the song Monopoly alongside Ariana Grande. And her own song, On My Mama, peaked at number 33 in 2024, just after she won the Grammy for Best New Artist. Besides her own rising career, Victoria Monet is a staple on the charts for songs she's written or co-written, including 22 Hot 100 charting songs. She's a writer on two number one Hot 100 songs, Ariana Grande's Thank You Next and Seven Rings. I want it, I got it, yeah, I want it. Victoria Monet has a bright future ahead of her as a solo artist, and that's why she's Billboard's rising star.
And it's the weekend, baby. We'll see you next week for Women in Music. So excited. But for now, one more entry from our Friday Music Guy. After a bit of mystery, Chloe's revealed her next track. She's not playing games with her status. Just tell me what you
need. I'll fulfill it for you. Sultry R&B from Chloe. We wouldn't expect anything less. I just...